eradicate this virus. So, to the Michiganders and business owners who have doubled down on mask wearing, social distancing, and limiting indoor gatherings where COVID-19 thrives, thank you. Over the weekend, the first shipments of the FDA-approved Pfizer vaccine left Portage, Michigan. And in the next week, we expect the Moderna vaccine to be approved. I spoke with the CEO of Moderna this morning, and we are excited about the prospect of that vaccine also coming online. It was interesting because the CEO shared with us that doctors have been asking which vaccine should they take, and his answer is to take whichever vaccine is available to you. It doesn't matter which, the Pfizer or the Moderna or maybe others that will come online. These are safe and effective. Yesterday, the first of our frontline heroes got the vaccine here in Michigan. Right here in a state built on innovation and grit, the safe and effective COVID vaccine is being manufactured by Michigan workers right here. And it was so exciting this weekend to see the coverage of our state, of the workers clapping for one another, and a vaccine that is bringing hope all across the country is coming from Michigan. We also got to see FedEx and UPS coming together to distribute this vaccine. They put their competitive nature aside for the common good of all. And I think if they can do it, I'd love to see Republicans and Democrats come together as well, because this is about the lives and livelihoods of Americans everywhere. Nearly 3 weeks ago, I sent a letter to our legislature requesting that they take action to protect the public health and help us save lives. In the 3 weeks since I sent that letter, nearly 2,000 Michiganders have died from COVID-19. That's 2,000 people who were parents or grandparents or children and loved ones, people who were taken too soon. In that time, unfortunately, the legislature has only been in session for 6 days. They've not taken action on these measures. We cannot afford to wait any longer. Yesterday, I sent another letter to the legislature urging them to work with me on priorities like $100 million in COVID relief. We know this virus is hurting our people, it's hurting our businesses. There are people out there who have spent a lifetime building up their small business, and they're hanging on by a thread. And since the federal government hasn't been able to pass a bipartisan bill to help our small business owners, we here in Michigan got to step up and take action. I'm ready to sign a bill, so it's crucial for the legislature to find some common ground and pass a targeted state-based economic stimulus plan of up to $100 million to provide direct financial support to the families and small businesses that have been hit the hardest by this pandemic. I also need them to, number two, pass a permanent extension of unemployment benefits. I appreciate the Senate's expansion of unemployment benefits to 26 weeks through March. But we really need to work together to pass a permanent extension to protect the countless Michiganders and their livelihoods. The extension of benefits to hardworking Michiganders should not be used as some sort of a bargaining chip tied to other priorities of the legislature. We have to focus on protecting public health and the economy right now. If we don't take bipartisan action now, thousands of Michiganders could lose benefits at the end of this year. And number three, the legislature needs to pass legislation to protect public health, including a mandate that we wear masks until the majority of us have had this vaccine. I know that there is bipartisan support for that action. I'd love to see the legislature take action. These are crucial things we can do to protect our people and our businesses here in Michigan. Now, Attorney General Nessel is here to remind Michigan consumers to protect themselves during this holiday season. And I want to thank the AG for her incredibly hard work to protect consumers, not just during the holidays, but throughout the entire year as we have battled the COVID-19 pandemic. Holidays can be a time where people let their guard down and open themselves up. So the Attorney General is here to provide some guidance on how you can protect yourself from fraud this season. And of course, I want to remind everyone to shop small and support your favorite local businesses in every way you can this season. Our businesses need our support this winter, so let's make sure to help out and keep our resources here in Michigan. Employ fellow Michiganders and support local business. Today, I joined a bipartisan group of governors from across our region to urge Michiganders to stay safe this holiday season. If you're planning to travel or gather with other households for the holidays, we are urging you to reconsider. Just don't do it this year, so we can resume doing that next year when it's safe to do so. Because just one infection can cause an outbreak in your community, which could quickly overwhelm hospitals and put you and your loved ones at risk. And as I've said many times, and I'll say it many times more, each time we take actions to protect ourselves, we're also protecting the brave women and men on the front lines of this pandemic. So let's do our part and have a really smart holiday. Here's the video.
Hi everyone, this is Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Governor Andy Beshear.
Governor Jim Walz. Governor J.B.
Pritzker. Governor Holcomb.
Governor Mike DeWine.
Governor Tony Evers.
Just like we did before Thanksgiving, we wanted to take a moment to urge everyone in our region to do your part to protect our families, frontline workers, and small businesses this holiday season.
This may be the most difficult time yet in our struggle with COVID-19, especially with the holidays approaching.
Until the vaccine is available to everyone, and until we eradicate this virus once and for all, we must continue working to protect one another.
The science is settled. The best way we can protect our frontline workers and slow the spread of this virus is to double down on mask wearing, social distancing, and washing our hands frequently.
If you're planning to travel or gather with other households for the holidays, we urge you to reconsider.
We know this is hard. Holiday traditions hold a special place in our hearts, but we all just want our lives to get back to normal. But remember,
just one infection can cause an outbreak in the community, which could overwhelm our hospitals and put you and your loved ones at risk.
We owe it to the brave men and women serving on the front lines of this pandemic to do our part and be smart this holiday season.
This virus does not care if you're young or old, rich or poor, a Democrat or a Republican. It threatens all of us. So we must all join forces to protect one another.
As we head into the holidays, we also want to remind everyone to support your local small businesses.
Buy a gift for a loved one at your favorite store in town. Buy a gift card to your favorite restaurant.
Our small businesses need your help.
We know we can eliminate COVID-19 when we unite together.
Let's get to work, Kentucky.
Mask up, Minnesota.
Let's get to work, Illinois.
Let's get to work, Indiana.
Let's get to work. Go Ohio.
Let's get to work, Wisconsin.
Happy holidays, and let's get to work, Michigan. So the good news is, as we saw happening in Portage, Michigan, there is hope on the horizon. We have a safe, effective vaccine that is beginning to be distributed to our most vulnerable populations. By the end of this week, there may be two on the market. We will see that continue to improve. DHHS's pause to save lives is working. So this is good news, but we can't take our eye off the ball now. It's going to take some time for this vaccine to be widely distributed, and that means we've all got to continue doing our part to protect one another so that we can eradicate COVID-19 once and for all. All of us. The science is settled. Wearing a mask, practicing social distancing, and avoiding indoor gatherings where the virus can spread easily from person to person will be crucial in the coming months. A study has shown that taking these actions can save as many as 100,000 American lives. But it's going to take all of us, Wolverines and Spartans, Youpers and Trolls, elected leaders and everyday Michiganders, to get it done. 2020 is nearing the end. This will be a year that we will tell generations of our family about. There will be whole college courses taught about the year 2020. Let's make sure we are on the right side of history. Let's protect one another. Let's show compassion and grace. Let's eradicate COVID-19 once and for all. With that, I'll be turning it over to Dr. Caldu.
Thank you, Governor. We now are at 437,985 total cases and 10,752 deaths due to COVID-19 in Michigan. We are seeing positive trends in the data. Here's where we are with the three key metrics that we are tracking. Cases are at 560 cases per million people and have been trending down for the past 22 days. Trends are declining in all areas of the state. Hospitalizations are also declining. Overall, 18.5% of hospital beds had COVID-19 patients in them. The percent of tests that are coming back positive is 12.3%. This is also trending down for the past 7 days. All of this means that we are cautiously optimistic that there was not a post-Thanksgiving surge in cases. That means many Michiganders did their part in keeping spread of the virus down over the Thanksgiving holiday. We showed that we care about ourselves, our families, and our community. Let's keep doing that.